With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Speaking with reporters at Joint Base Andrews yesterday, President Trump gave J.D. Vance his best as his vice president heads to Pakistan for talks on an Iran ceasefire deal.
What did you tell J.D. Vance before he left, sir?
Well, I wish him luck. He's got a big thing. We'll find out what's going on. They're militarily defeated. And now we're going to open up the Gulf with him, with or without him. But that'll be open. We're going to be, or the Strait, as they call it. And I think it's going to go pretty quickly. And if it doesn't, we'll be able to finish it off one way or the other. It's going well.
In Islamabad, where the talks are to be held, security forces locked down key parts of the Pakistani capital, erecting barricades along routes from the airport to the city.
The Federal Aviation Administration has approved the use of counter-drone lasers along the southern border of the U.S., agreeing with the Pentagon that they are safe. A demonstration last month at New Mexico's White Sands Missile Range convinced the FAA that they can be used safely, while U.S. Army Brigadier General Matt Ross says the agreement will allow the use of cutting-edge tools to protect against illicit drone use. Earlier this year, after anti-drone lasers were deployed, the agency shut down parts of Texas airspace twice, and the El Paso airport closed for hours. Jennifer King, Washington.
President Vladimir Zelensky says Ukrainian military personnel shot down Iranian-designed Shahed drones in multiple Middle Eastern countries during the Iran war. The first astronauts to visit the moon in more than half a century are home. Artemis II's crew of four emerged from their lunar capsule after a splashdown in the Pacific Friday evening and were flown by helicopter to the Navy's recovery ship. The three Americans and one Canadian set a distance record for space travel during their lunar flyby, surpassing NASA's Apollo 13 mission. This is SRN News. What do you listen to on Christian radio?
A wide-ranging study conducted by the Pew Research Center asked that question to the 45% of Americans who tune in religious programming regularly. According to Pew, 37% of them listen primarily to music, while 30% focus on sermons and religious services. 18% say they would rather tune in for religious talk shows, and the rest prefer Christian audio dramas. White evangelical Protestants and black Protestants listen to the most Christian radio. Michael Harrington reporting.
There have been reports of revival amongst America's youngest adults, but experts say if that's true, then there needs to be a corresponding surge in discipleship. According to the latest from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, just 1% of Gen Z has biblical worldview. In fact, the CRC concludes that just 4% of all Americans possess a biblical worldview, and older people are more likely than the young ones to have one. This is SRN News. It appears San Francisco may have solved its crime problem.
After years of rising lifestyle crimes, San Francisco has seen dramatic declines in burglary, robbery, and car break-ins following the 2022 recall of District Attorney Chesa Boudin and the appointment of Brooke Jenkins. Jenkins' aggressive prosecution strategy, coupled with expanded use of license plate readers and drones, has helped the city become significantly safer.
Correspondent John Scott adds that crime rates have dropped sharply, car break-ins down 85%, robberies down 30%, burglaries down 33%, and homicides at the lowest levels since 1954. President Trump's plans for a new triumphal arch in the Capitol include a towering winged figure with a Lady Liberty-like torch and crown, flanked by two eagles and guarded by four lions, all gilded, of course. More details at srnnews.com.